All right. So, a bit. So, as many of you know, may or may not know, hopefully you know by now, a group of our young adults are going to be going on a mission trip to Puerto Rico this next coming month here. Now, as you would expect for a church putting together a mission trip, there have been quite a few prayers and prayer requests about our trip here. However, tonight I want to come to everyone with another prayer request, with a special targeted prayer request regarding this trip. But before we get into that, I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about the concept of agency. Now, agency can be defined as the capacity of an entity to act in a given environment. In many cases, it also refers to the acting entity having a choice in which how they act. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. What on earth does that have to do with a mission trip? Well, missions can be a bit of a murky subject sometimes. Some people say it's about spreading the gospel. Other people say that it's about spreading the love of Jesus. And while those are both good things, in the context of what I'm talking tonight, I want to refer directly to missions as being about saving lost souls, people who either don't know or don't believe in the Word of God, and reaching out to those people. Now, with that in mind, let's take a step back and go back to agency here. We can start to see a little bit of a connection. And that leads me to a very important question. Does God have the right and the power to save an unbelieving, unrepentant, hardened sinner? There are people who will argue vehemently on either side of that for either of the answers. There are those who will say God has absolute sovereignty over all creation, which is very true, and thus he has the right and power to do as he pleases. There are others who wouldn't dare believe that God would exert himself so powerfully through grace to intrude on a person's rebellion, to overcome it, and eventually lead them to faith and salvation. They instead believe that man himself has the sole right of final determination in their choices and affections toward God. So this seems like a perfect opportunity to me to turn to the Word of God and see if it can shine a little bit of light on that question. So I first want to look at Ezekiel, the 11th chapter, verses 19 through 20, where the Lord is speaking to Ezekiel. And it says, "I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them. I will remove the hearts of stone from their bodies and give them tender hearts, so that they may follow my statutes, observe my regulations, and carry them out. Then they will be my people, and I will be their God." Further in Ezekiel, in chapter 36, verses 24 and 28, when God is instructing Ezekiel to speak this to the house of Israel, it says, "I will take you from the nations and gather you from all of the countries. Then I will bring you to your land. I will sprinkle you with pure water, and you will be clean from all of your impurities. I will purify you from all your idols. I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your body and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you. I will take the initiative, and you will obey my statutes and carefully observe my regulations. Then you will live in the land I gave to your fathers. You will be my people, and I will be your God." To me, that speaks pretty powerfully. But let's take a look at a couple more verses. That was Ezekiel. That's a given time. Let's turn to the New Testament and see if this trend holds true. So in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25, Timothy says, "Perhaps God will grant them repentance and then knowledge of the truth." In Acts, the 16th chapter, in verse 14, speaking of Lydia after she invited Paul to stay in her house, it says, "The Lord had opened her heart And her, sorry, the Lord had opened her heart to respond to what Paul was saying. For me, those verses give a pretty clear answer to the question. Yes, God does have the authority and power to divinely act upon a person's life to lead them along the path of salvation. I think Paul states it perfectly in Romans chapter 9, verse 16. So then, it does not depend on human desire or exertion, but on God who shows mercy. So now that we've established the main goal of missions in my eyes and the sovereignty of God, let us then consider what role does prayer play in missions. Well, I tried and thought and prayed about this, and I don't think I'm able to phrase it any better than a preacher by the name of John Piper, so allow me to just quote him here. Let me say loud and clear that I believe the proclamation of the gospel in both word and deed is the work of missions, and prayer is the power that wields the weapon of the word, and the word is the weapon by which the nations will be brought to faith and obedience. Word, deed, and prayer, all crucial to the work of missions. And with this, I bring to you my prayer request, a special prayer request, not for a safe flight, for a well-planned trip, or for those of us going on the trip, though those are all good things, and I, you know, continue praying about those, but I have a special prayer request for each of you, that you pray for the hearts of the non-believers we encounter, that you pray that God will give them tender hearts, that he will give them his spirit of compassion, and that together they will be receptive to our words and to our deeds, and that we can reflect Christ to those people that we encounter, and that our combined efforts, along with those who have been in Puerto Rico working long before we arrive, and for those who will continue working after we leave, that we could be an effective tool for God, that he will work divinely in those people's lives, and that he will lead those people to trust in and to follow Christ. And with that, I ask you to join me in prayer. Dear Lord, we come to you today humbled before you, with full knowledge that you are sovereign, Lord, that you rule over all of us, and that you have the power and the authority, Lord, to work in each of our hearts and in each of our lives and in the hearts of those all over the world, Lord. And we ask that the people that those of us will be encountering on this mission trip, that you would give them tender hearts, Lord, that you would be with them starting today, starting from years and years ago, Lord. We know there have been your servants there working, and we ask that you would make us effective tools, Lord. Not only here, Lord, but or not only in Puerto Rico, but all over the world, Lord, here in Ventura and every corner of the earth, that you would give the non-believers a passion for you, Lord, that you would prick their hearts and work divinely in them to lead them to your word, Lord. And we ask that you would make the path obvious to us, that we would be able to follow you and to be your tools, Lord, to with the power of prayer, that we would be able to wield your word, Lord, and to tell them, to give them the opportunity to follow you, Lord, so that they may be saved. In Jesus' name, amen.